This is Healthy Heart Meditation with Heart's Guidance, a heart rhythm meditation practice. In Heart's Guidance, we're going to work with the swinging breath, which we've done before. So to get started, sit up in a royal posture. Close your eyes. Turn your attention within and connect with your breath. Use your diaphragm muscles to squeeze out the last bit of air on your exhalations, exhaling several seconds longer than usual. Look for a rush of energy on your inhale and your belly ballooning out, filled with air. Then feel your chest lift and fill after the belly. Enjoy the steadiness of full rhythmic breath. The second intervention is to extend the inhale and make it similar in length to the exhale. To inhale is to inspire, is to bring in spirit, inspiration. As you inhale, think that you receive. As you exhale, think that you radiate waves of peace. And now, hold your full inhale for several seconds after you've filled your belly and then your chest. And place your attention on your chest to detect the heartbeat sensation, or your palms for the pulse sensations, or contact a pulse point on your wrist or throat. And now, on your next exhale, count how many heartbeats or pulses there are during your exhale, and then make your inhale the same number of pulses or heartbeat, maybe 6 to 8 beats in and the same number out. If you can easily do 6 beats out and 6 beats in with your breath, try to stretch that and do 8 in and 8 out. You want to challenge yourself with the breath, but not strain. And so we're at home base now for heart rhythm meditation. Full, conscious, rhythmic breathing with awareness of pulse, heartbeat. And now, think of a swing in front of you. And as you breathe out, the breath carries the swing away from your chest area. And as you breathe in, the breath carries the swing back to you again. By this swing, you can communicate with your unconscious. As you breathe out, put a question on the swing of your breath as it moves away from you. The thought you have placed on the swing will be delivered to your unconscious. The swing carries your thought down and away and disappears in the mist at the far end of its arc. When you breathe in, the swing returns to you. Eventually, it will carry a reply from your unconscious, which you can then draw into your unconscious mind. So as you breathe out, put the question on the swing and stay with the same question. And you put that question on the swing of your breath as it moves away from you. A good way to do this, too, is to try to break your question into 8 syllables, one for each heartbeat. And so on the exhale, you might do something like this. Formulate a question with 8 syllables. What is the nature of my job, for example? Or why am I having difficulty with this person? You make your own question, and each syllable of the question corresponds to a beat of your heart. So you exhale that question out, 8 beats, and then on the inhale, you don't do anything. You just breathe in and keep repeating the question on the exhale. You're sending a message or question from your conscious to your unconscious mind by repetition. So you must hold the exact same thought and send it out with every exhalation. When your unconscious mind sends you a reply, it will happen unexpectedly. The message appears in a thought that arises spontaneously, with compelling force and clarity. You do not imagine or reason. The thought is always surprising. The thinking of the unconscious is different from logical thinking. It may confirm or deny logical thinking, but even when it confirms, it does so with a different point of view. That's how you recognize the message from your unconscious. It comes suddenly, and it has a different point of view. You can carry this practice further and apply it to communicating with others. As you exhale, place on the swing a thought you would like to send to the world. Let each swing reach out farther and farther until the swing of your exhalation carries your message to the horizon and beyond, communicating with the whole world through the swing of the breath. The distance the breath reaches is unlimited. If you can think of a farther place, the breath reaches there too. As far as you send it, the breath goes farther still. And now return to normal breathing. Take a few breath cycles to observe any physical or emotional effects of the practice. Thank yourself for setting aside this time to practice and to your heart for sustaining you. And note that you may not get a response immediately during the meditation to your question, or you may. But you might find that later on in the day, you'll get a response to the question. Could be while you're driving or doing something else. It might even be day or days later when the response to your question will come to you. So be patient and look for that. And know that you can use heart's guidance anytime you want to. Thank you.